Well, the atmosphere is very good on board at the moment. There's obviously a number of fairly relieved people that we've embarked when we arrived in Benghazi. And my ship's company of Royal Navy and Royal Marine personnel are very upbeat, looking after the teams in what at the moment is some pretty rough weather. So we're just trying our best to make them comfortable.
And what sort of care have you been administering? Had people gone without food? Did you have to feed them up and look after them in a medical way?
Yes, absolutely. Once they arrived in HMS Cumberland, then the personnel on board here, the military personnel working alongside the FCO and the UK Border Agency people, processed them, got them on board. We've just managed to get everybody fed and watered for the night, and hopefully bedded down for a bit of rest. As I say, the weather's quite rough, so quite a lot of people are just not feeling too good. So there is medical facilities on board as well. We're just looking after them, making them as comfortable as possible.
Not just Brits on board either. What other nationalities do you have with you?
Yeah, we've got a number of other nationalities. The vast majority are UK. But we do have other EU and Commonwealth nationalities on board as well.
Steve, have you had a chance to talk to any of them? And if you had, what have they told you about what they've fled from?
Well, only very briefly have I had a chance to talk to them at the moment, as we've obviously been busy trying to get away from the port and getting the ship set for its next course. But certainly the people I spoke to as they were embarking, there were some fairly harrowing tales of violence during the last couple of days in Benghazi. And certainly there's a great deal of relief, I think, to see the safety of a Royal Naval warship arriving in Benghazi for them to be embarked into.